here at the pod for the Food Talk show at the Allergy and Free From show here at Olympia. Chrissy and I have had a fabulous day so far. We tasted loads and loads of food, haven't we?
A right old mix of food as well.
A very odd mix, back to back, different stuff. But then Chrissy ate all the popcorn.
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, it wasn't you, it was me. Okay, yeah. Cool. We've been interviewing some really interesting people, and we've got another young lady that's just joined us now, Danielle from Quinola. Danielle, welcome to the Food Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to start your business?
So when I first moved to London, I was quite young, I was 18, I started cooking for myself and having to look after myself and make my own dietary choices, so I became a lot more aware of what I was eating. And I started a career in modelling, so I had to keep quite fit.
I don't understand how she did that, do you? No.
Yeah, it's a mystery. But to keep in shape for my career basically, I changed my diet, so I cut out gluten and grains and sugars, and up until then I was obsessed with granola. I was eating it for breakfast, lunch and dinner, thinking it was really healthy, and then I think when I first looked at the back of the packet I was just shocked at how much sugar was in it. So.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we don't always realise that. And it turns out with something like that, it's probably the packet was more nutritious than the actual granola.
Yeah, I mean, it has such a healthy image, but it tricks you.
Yeah.
So I just decided to start doing a lot more research. Like that, I think, inspired me to just kind of look into what I was eating a lot more in general. Yeah. And then, so I started making most of my food from scratch, including granola. I didn't want to eat oats and gluten anymore, so I just started experimenting with things like buckwheat and quinoa, and then the quinoa just kind of stuck. I felt like it gave me a lot of energy, it was high in protein and fiber, it was the tastiest thing I was kind of experimenting with, so I just started making it in my kitchen, and then
So you had this kind of epiphany where you discovered that what you were eating was actually rubbish, even though you thought it was good.
Despite all the hype.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then you looked at producing your own. Mm-hmm. At what point did you say to yourself, do you know what, I've got a product here that I could actually make for somebody else? What point did you come to the point where you said, well, I'm happy now. I've made myself something that I enjoy eating.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be a businesswoman as well as a model.
I don't know. I think, well, for me, it was more the people around me that were kind of encouraging me, because I was just sort of happy making it by myself at home.
Yeah.
For the odd customer, most people were requesting it through Instagram at first, just when I posted a photo about it. And then my friends, my boyfriend at the time, my dad, they were like, wow, this is quite a good idea. People are really interested. And then the more I looked around and like local shops, there was just nothing like it. So I think I just thought, and as a model I had quite a bit of spare time, like a few castings for the day, and then I had the afternoon free, so I thought I may as well just give it a go in my spare time, and then started.
It's gone from there, hasn't it? Really.
Absolutely. So when did you kind of become this businesswoman, this food producer? How long has it been?
I guess probably, well, we launched officially in 2014.
Right.
It went into like a small deli in London, but I was still modelling a lot then, so it was just kind of on the side. So I guess really officially probably the end of 2014, beginning of 2015, really gave it my all, working on it full time, and we had Selfridges to sort of keep up with, so I really wanted to make sure I was delivering.
That's an amazing achievement to get in at Selfridges.
Absolutely,
It changed everything really for me, because it was my first proper stockist, and I think it made me realise how many people were interested in their health nowadays and other options.
So I'm fascinated by this whole process of how you did this. So you started sourcing things, forgive the way I talk about this, but you've knocked it all together, you put it in a bowl, you got a bag of stuff, and you think that tastes nice and it's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And now I'm gonna flog it to Selfridges and they're gonna buy it, and off you go.
Just like that. It's so easy.
Because it obviously wasn't like that. I'm interested in that whole process of how you've progressed through. Do you still make it yourself, or do you outsource it? How does it work?
Yeah, so I started off in my kitchen at home, and then I think maybe a few months after that, I moved into a commercial kitchen to sort of scale up and make it on a bigger size. I hired my first employee, so that was someone helping me bake and package and distribute to the stores. And then in August of 2015, we found a manufacturer. So after quite a while of kind of looking and testing the recipes with different manufacturers, we found one that works for us in the UK still. It's all handmade still, so it's really good. But that has allowed us to sort of progress and develop the brand and develop the product range. And it's just more of a realistic kind of business model because I'm not just sat on my kitchen floor at home.
But it's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, lots of people develop foodstuffs and food products based on their own preferences and their own needs, their own health wants, and they can make some really fantastic artisan products. But getting that from a kitchen table operation to a commercial operation is really one of the hardest things to do. It's really difficult because you've got to do things on a much bigger scale whilst retaining the original quality that made people like Selfridges want to buy the product.
Yeah, the quality, the taste.
Where are we now in terms of the product range that you've got?
So at the moment, we're still just focusing on the granolas in stores. We have a full range of 6 flavours. We rotate seasonal flavours. So at the moment, we've got a mixed berry flavour for the summer. And then in the winter, we introduce vanilla chai and chocolate orange around some, just the lead up to Christmas.
Right.
And then we've developed some kind of... We're developing clusters, and we were going to do a bar, but we've decided that kind of clusters is a bit more unique.
Yeah.
And then we're developing some drinks, powders, just for our website, our online shop. Some other products in the future, which I can't really talk about, but just mainly breakfast
secrets.
Stuff, top secret. But
Christy, secrets.
I want the secret. it sounds absolutely brilliant. And like, what a story to start a couple of years ago, just doing it in your kitchen, pop it on Instagram. Just shows what social media can do, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely it does. And, you know, the people that are already stocking your product, you know, a lot of producers around here would die for that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I think also, because it was amazing to have Selfridges, and when it first happened, I was like, this is great. This is crazy.
Without giving anything away, how did you do that? How did you pull that off?
I think I emailed them to ask if they wanted samples, and I was just so lucky that they replied, and they were like, yeah, our team has already tried the products, we love them, and we'll get in touch soon.
You can't ask for more than that,
can you?
But it does show you, though, and Danielle is proof of the pudding, that basically you just got to ask.
Yeah.
You know, so many people will sit there and wait for something to happen, and
it doesn't.
You actually only have to ask. Now, it's not always going to pan out for you.
Don't ask, don't get, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah.
You kind of have to just try. Like, there's really, when it's your own business, there's really not too much to lose. All you can get is a no. Some people I've met in the industry have been really inspiring. They're like, you just keep going, keep nagging until they want it, until they buy it. And I've not been like that because I'm just naturally not that kind of person. But it's really inspiring just to think, like, you've got to go out there. And I tend to meet buyers so that they actually understand the story and get to know me and the brand rather than just sending a few samples.
That's a really very, very relevant thing that you just said. People will buy into the story. They'll buy into the back catalogue, if you like, how you got to where you got to, because without being funny, and you know, a lot of products are fairly similar, granola's granola until you've found a different one. So therefore, when you say, well, I make granola, that doesn't really mean anything. But when they hear a backstory and they like the sound of the story, it makes them want to try what you're doing and going, oh, actually, this is really healthy stuff, this is really good stuff, this is what we want. So the whole story thing is a really important part of marketing these days. So what's the plan from here?
So we're just going to sort of develop the brand a little bit more. I kind of want it to be more than just a product that you just hand someone and tell them it's healthy. We're really into educating people about why it's good for you, and also just how our tagline is wake up well. So we kind of want to encourage people to wake up well, but not just on a nutritional level, not just because if you eat quinoa, you're gonna wake up well. We want to kind of, we're holding some mindful events, so morning events where we provide a good breakfast and some kind of meditation or yoga or something. So we want to develop it as more of an all-encompassing brand rather than just eat this, you'll be healthy.
almost a whole healthy lifestyle kind of
thing. Yeah.
Cool. Well, Danielle, good stuff. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to try some of this at some point.
I'll go grab some in a minute.
Fantastic. If we want to find out more about you and your product, have you got a website or Facebook page?
Yeah, we've got an online shop with lots of information, which is www.quinola.co.uk. That's Q-N-O-L-A.
Yeah.
And we have Instagram, which is Quinola UK, and Twitter. And I have my personal Instagram as D Copperman, which I do a lot of like foodie recipes and things like that. So
fantastic.
Great.
Really do it.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for joining us on the Food Talk Show.
It's okay, have a good day.
And you.
Too.
Cheers.